Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, friends.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Do y'all notice anything strange about me this morning?
Yeah, and it's not cool.
What? What is, it?
Your outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I think I'm confused.
I'm wearing Nebraska Cornhuskers merch today. Gear, if you will. Shirt and hat.
Because
my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael are Nebraska fans. Mm-hmm. And she is from Lincoln, Nebraska. She graduated from University of Nebraska. Go Big Red!
Red.
And, you know, she's taking us to games there and all that, and I really like it. So what we do is they support LSU and wear LSU stuff. If we go out somewhere after Nebraska plays, because usually Nebraska plays in the afternoon, and LSU always plays prime time. Mm. So, shocker here. Little friend Jenny has more LSU clothes than I do. And what? I've been a fan my whole life. Yeah. I mean, she just wakes up in the middle of the night and starts ordering stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, it's crazy.
That's because she got it like that.
So, her sweet mama went and picked these this shirt and this hat out for me. So, Miss Mary. Picked all this out for me. So that's why I'm wearing it, because Nebraska plays tonight.
Okay.
And LSU plays Saturday. And she challenged me. Mm. Said, I bet you won't wear that Nebraska stuff on your show tomorrow. Mm. And I said, I bet you I will.
People can get me anything and I'll wear it. Like, if you want to buy me free clothes, I'm wearing it, you know?
And you know, black guys don't wear stuff just from the teams that they like. Like, I saw a guy on the social media the other day. I think maybe I follow one black person. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But this guy that I follow came on. He said, look, I was in a diner and I was wearing a Red Sox hat. And then there's this old white man. And he was wearing a Red Sox hat, and he just kind of tipped his hat to me. And I thought, oh, that's a nice dish. So I waved at him, you know. I wasn't thinking anything about it. He got through eating and paid his tab, and then he came over to me, and he said, what kind of season you think we're going to have this year? I was like, what? What is he talking about? And then I said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, you know. And he said, I didn't have the heart to tell him that I don't care about the Red Sox. I just, whatever matches my outfit.
Yeah,
I was wearing. So, you know, old white guys don't understand that. They think if you're wearing your team, it's your team.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, he said, but I just told him, I think we're going to be pretty good this year.
There you go.
Nah, he's like, yeah, I think, yeah. It would have been bad if he started asking about specific people.
Yeah.
You grew up as like a superstitious person when you were young. So you're not at all like worried about wearing another team's merch on the week of.
Like I said, it's not a conflict with LSU.
They're not rivals.
Yeah, right. Now, Ace, he would have never, ever put on any other logo but LSU.
Right.
Yeah, he would have never done that. You know why? Because he's a terrible friend. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Woo. Well, I know one thing for sure, that all of my home folks back in Louisiana, that that listen to us when we post things on the podcast and watch all the social media videos and everything, they are going to wonder what has happened if I'm sitting here wearing Nebraska gear. Those especially, you know, week one of the season.
I wonder how many messages we're going to get.
I don't know, but I know Jody's phone will probably blow up immediately.
Yeah.
Because I haven't lost contact with all people still in Louisiana. I have shunned everybody back in Louisiana. So I don't take their calls or their messages or anything.
She's your filter.
I don't understand those people anymore. I'm much more sophisticated now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I actually pronounce one of our famous dishes as red beans and rice, not raid beans.
Red beans.
Like the young lady on the video we had yesterday who was talking about how Coca-Cola goes so great with some raid beans.
Yeah. It sounds like she's saying Ray-Bans, like the sunglasses.
No, there's a guy that I grew up with. His name's Kenny. And Kenny must absolutely, I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. He must be on social media constantly. He likes everything that we post on all of our social medias. He likes everything that is posted about LSU. He likes all the Britney videos that people are talking about, how crazy she looks and how dangerous it's getting and all that. He's liking every one of those videos. Like dang, man.
Yeah, we need a million Kennys.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very supportive of us, though, in the work that we do.
That's awesome.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least he's supportive. If he wasn't and he was on social media a lot, we'd be in trouble.
He is supportive. That's good. He's very supportive. And then Jody's friend, Debbie, from back home, is one of her best friends she's ever had. She will, anytime one of the TJ and Jody's House promos runs, there's a good chance that Debbie's going to call or text Jody and go, "What the hell was it?" Or like this last one that you put up, Riggins, where, you know, saying where Jody will go, "You want me to stop and get Wendy's on the way home, or you want to eat something that's already there?" "I think I'd like Wendy's." "Why don't we eat something at home?" "Oh, we're going to eat something at home." Yeah. She said that Jody has always been that way.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not surprising. No. You don't just stumble upon that personality halfway through life.
Yeah.
She's set in her way. She is who she is. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we have a pretty big fan base back in Louisiana. So that means that we are big with the incarcerated.
That's okay. A listener is a listener is a listener.
Sure. Yeah.
And look, if you don't watch our videos or anything, you should. Watch our videos and whatever you miss on the radio, because you can't listen, most probably can't listen to the entire show. You might have a job or something. Mm-hmm. You can always go listen to the podcast and hear all of it. And you can hear it all commercial free if you're a member of TJ Riggins Prime Plus. Mm-hmm. So you can watch it, listen to it, live it, love it, do all of it at tjriggins.com.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So we're now 48 hours or so after the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce announcement. I just want to kind of get your reactions to the reactions to the announcement, because I don't care. I'm good for them. I mean, they're married. I don't understand why people are so invested positively or negatively. Why do people care so much? What is it about these two that have caused such a commotion in the world? She's a good singer. She's talented. Mm-hmm. He's a good football player. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything. I don't have any skin in this game. So I just don't care as much.
And that's been my point the entire time. Like when they first started dating and everybody was going ballistic and her at the games and none of the, I don't like her, as far as her, you know, her principles and things of that nature. I'm not that big a fan of her music. It's good. I like several of them. They're really good. Yeah, they're fun. I do think that he is an incredible player. He's one of the best at his position that we've seen in a long time. But beyond that, I don't care who they date. I don't care if they're married. I just don't want them to have babies.
I think they're gonna probably.
I hope not.
Why would you say that? You don't want them to have babies. Are you joking or are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
And why?
Because they wouldn't raise them properly. I don't think they would raise them properly.
They'll be uber talented.
She's getting on up there. How old is Taylor Swift now?
She's probably
30,
I would say 34 35? Or 35. Yeah.
Let me look her up. I'll say she's 35. I grew up not.
I'm just kidding because I know you had.
I had my first baby at 36.
Yeah, I know.
Which I feel like is old, but also not.
Yeah. You know. 36 yeah. is the new 16.
Right. Which is sad. I have friends that are a little bit younger than me that idolized her growing up. Like that was their role model. One of my very good friends, Mayor, is obsessed with her and they're about the same age, you know? So
yeah,
I think I just missed the boat of her being my idol, but growing up with her and being the same age and she's like your idol. I think it's just, it's yeah. that's why.
Well, and I will say yeah. this, I will give her credit where credit is due. I do like the fact that she is not trashy on stage. She's not vulgar. She's not, you know, naked and nonstop talking about graphic, sexual things in her music and all of that. I do like that so many young girls enjoy her, get mm-hmm. to enjoy her because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like that about her.
Was Lainey in that? I mean, I know she's younger.
When she was little, before she developed, fully, understanding of politics and stuff, she loved Taylor Swift. You know, she's been to the Taylor Swift concert, Jody dragging her and her friends to Taylor Swift. Yeah. Back when I had it like that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure, sure.
When we could get tickets from the radio station and stuff.
Heck yeah. What a time to be alive.
Woo!
Absolutely. More TV questions coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So we're coming up on Labor Day weekend, y'all. Boy, has it sneaked up on us.
It did.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This will be the first Labor Day in probably ever that I don't drink any beer or have anything good to eat. Because usually, even when I was eating cleanly and being a gym rat and all of that stuff, I would take holidays off.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do that right now till I get past the first stages of this diet that I'm doing. But I am going to do something fun, at least a little bit, in a few weeks. When we go to Nashville for the weekend, we're going to Nashville to visit our daughter and hang out and stuff. So,
like, what do you mean by fun? Like, have one drink or what? Or
a couple of beers and maybe eat pizza.
Oh, okay. That's good.
One of the days that I'm there.
That's
going to be about it.
I've been waiting for the first, like, kind of cheat day for you because I feel it to my core for you because I don't have any kind of self, like, what's the word?
Discipline.
None. Like you put some drinks in front of me, I'm going to drink them, you know? So I just feel this for you. But for Labor Day, can you eat a burger, just no bun?
I may be able to do that. Yeah. But the bun is the fun. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Buns are fun.
That's right. TJ, I got advice for you. One word, two syllables. Mushrooms. Try them. We'll have some fun in Nashville.
And they're locale.
Oh, I thought you meant like sauteed mushrooms on the sirloin steak. I do that every Saturday.
The fun ones. These you know, low calorie. It's a vegetable, so it's probably on your plan anyway.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if hallucinogenic is on the menu.
Well, I mean, I can hallucinate and make it seem like I'm skinny.
Absolutely. Everybody else will look at you.
Yeah, it's a mirage.
I am so skinny.
But I did the whole joke with the consultant at the weight loss place when I went for my weigh-in about I finally cheated. And I forget that a lot of times young people don't have a sense of humor. And if they do, it's not when an old person is trying to be funny.
Yeah.
They're already on guard about old people trying to be cheesy or whatever. I said, I finally cheated. She goes, oh, tell me about it. She's about 25.
Do tell.
I said, well, I accidentally ate a grape. I wasn't paying attention. I was just talking to my wife and there were grapes there that she was eating. And I just picked up one and ate it. And she said, okay, well, I mean, even though you're not supposed to have grapes, that's not that bad. It's not really, I wouldn't call that cheating or whatever. And then I told her like three times I was joking. And then she kept on asking me about it. And then she comes back and goes, okay, so even though it wasn't that big a deal, when you realized that you had eaten the grape, how did you continue after that? I said, what do you mean? And she said, I mean, what did you do for the rest of the day? I said, I went back to eating what I was supposed to eat at the next meal.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, well, good. Cause some people would say, well, I've just blown it for the day. I might as well just eat everything I can and start over tomorrow. I said, no. And I was joking.
Yeah. Just a joke. Calm down. Really
eat the grape. If I would have, I wouldn't be sweating it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
TJ and Regan's coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, I talk about my night show that I do all the time, just mentioning it in passing or whatnot, or just, you know, if there's a story going around the radio station, I'll bring it. But if you want to hear that, you can do it. You can hear my political talk show if you want to listen to it in its entirety at tjriggins.com. You can hear it there or tjritchie.com, R-I-T-C-H-I-E. The whole podcast and stuff. If you want, I'm not trying to trigger anybody.
I'm triggered.
Just calm down. Calm down. This is a story out of North Liberty, Iowa. A woman is facing multiple charges because she was at a gas station and she was asking fellow customers to blow into her steering wheel so she can drive away. Cause she's got one of those blow and go lock things on it.
Sure.
You know, that you get when you've had the DUI and whatnot. She's 34 and she claimed that she hadn't been drinking, you know, after they called the police and said, hey, there's a woman out here who's trying to get somebody to start her car for her by blowing into it. And according to the criminal complaint, she failed two sobriety tests and showed signs of impairment during the ones that she completed. Testing revealed blood alcohol content of 0.351.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is that what's?
It's 0.08 is the legal drunk. That's where you where you're drunk driving. So hers was 0.351.
What? So it's like five times that or something.
Insane. Yeah.
I don't know what else is going on with her. You got to figure that she's falling on some hard times. But her mugshot was in the story. And if you watch the video of our show on the YouTubes, you can see it. Regan's going to pull it up here so you can see. I don't know what all she's been through. I don't know whether this is a condition like they talk about with meth addicts, but her face is just scratched and looks like she has been scratching the bugs underneath her skin, you know, on meth.
Oh, gosh.
It's on her nose. It's almost like she face planted on blacktop or something.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Or fell down the stairs or something.
Yeah.
And she's got this smile on her face, sort of like, yep, I know I screwed up.
And did it again. Now, Lindsay, can you look at her earlobe there and how big the piercing hole is? It's not a gauge.
Yes.
But is that a sign that she's been in a fight and it got that hole stretched out? Somebody pulled her earring out?
Somebody definitely pulled that earring out, and it looks a little scabby. So, yeah, it probably just happened.
Mm. Ow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Riggins, what would you do if you're at the convenience store and some woman comes up to you and says, will you please blow into my car so I can get out of here?
If she's dangerous looking, I'm going to do it because I want to get out of there. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on like how much of a threat she is to me. I think I would.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm not putting my mouth on anything someone blows into on the regular.
Yeah. I'm not helping her go out and kill some other innocent person.
Well, that's true.
I didn't think about it like that.
Driver and all.
I thought it would just be like a fun hypothetical, but you're right.
We thought we were like in the nest, like clearly.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm throwing a WWJD at you here.
Holy cow. What about dead babies?
Hey, Riggins and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Y'all, have y'all heard that Hostess has issued a nationwide recall over their moldy ding-dongs?
Ugh.
They got moldy ding-dongs over there at Hostess.
Oh, no.
Now, y'all know I love a ding-dong.
Same.
Which one is the ding-dong?
That is the little chocolate cake that has the white cream inside it, and it's dipped in icing.
Okay. So
good. Yeah. Mm.
What would you do for a ding dong right now?
Oh man, most days I would pretty much do whatever to have a ding dong. I love them, love them, love them. Have you ever taken a ding dong or two ding dongs and put them into a bowl? And then put vanilla ice cream on top of that and then cover that in hot fudge and whipped cream.
No, but it's genius. Oh. It's genius.
Because you get the whipped cream in the ding dong filling and you get it on the top. So it kind of blends together.
So good.
Do you always put whipped cream on your ding dong?
Not always. Just when I'm feeling, kind of sassy.
Yeah. Okay. I like even a cherry on the ding dong.
Yeah, you like cherry. I'm not messing up.
No, you're not a ding dong
with a cherry.
Yeah.
I mean, the ding dong is perfection, pretty much.
Yeah. I even do cherry juice on the ding dong.
You do?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sticky. JM Smucker Company announced a recall of select lots of its Hostess Ding Dong products. Sold in the U.S. due to the potential for the presence of mold. The company said an investigation found a mechanical issue with a piece of equipment created conditions that could support the development of mold in the product. Among the items recalled are Hostess Ding Dong products. So it's not the Ho-Hos or the cupcakes or Twankies or any of that stuff.
Here's a question. TJ, right now, would you eat a moldy ding dong? Right now.
I have a thing with mold, so.
Oh.
No, okay. I wouldn't.
Okay, because I would.
I would really consider it. I would weigh the odds.
Weigh the odds, yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't bring myself to eat. If I see anything, you know, like sometimes if you have leftover salsa in a store-bought jar and you take the lid off of it and the lid has had some salsa residue on it and that's gotten a little bit off color or something, I throw the whole thing away.
You know what's worse is when it's fuzzy around there. I'm like,
no, I don't even wait for it to get fuzzy. Yeah. I do not play with mold. I can't do it.
I got fuzzy salsa.
Y'all know I'm allergic to penicillin.
Yeah. I didn't know
penicillin is not mold. It's a fungus, right?
Ew, I have no idea.
It's either a mold or a fungus, penicillin.
Ew. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know you were allergic.
Yeah. Yeah. And they always ask me when I go to the doctor, if it's a new doctor, and what happens if you take it? And I always go, I'll die immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had it. They told me when I was a baby that I was allergic to it. So what does it matter what happens?
You haven't. You don't want to test it.
Yeah, I'm taking it. Good Lord. Not sort of a lab rat here.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is...
Radio is...
Social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Mark Zuckerberg in the news this week. He is apparently really upsetting his neighbors in Palo Alto, California. He's purchasing individual family homes and turning them into a compound for him and his family. But it's in a residential area. So apparently for 5 or so years, there's been nonstop construction and neighbors are fed up. So what he's decided to do is purchase like 100 pairs of noise-canceling headphones and he hand delivers them to all of his upset neighbors. So not only do they get like a little prize, a little sorry gift, but they also get to meet Mark Zuckerturd. And I would imagine that some of them are excited to meet him, but that's how he's handling it. I would want like a check. I don't need headphones.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, they were complaining first that he was buying up all of the houses around him to make that big, you know, compound kind of thing. And now I can see where that's nonstop construction. The noise and everything.
Yeah.
Now I would tell him though, hey, if you're going to, you know, you're going to want me to drop this and be, you know, let you have more leeway without complaining, then you need to introduce me to your wife, Brenda Song.
Brenda Song.
Yeah. He's married to Brenda Song from Zach and Cody. Yeah. From Disney Channel.
I'm sure there's a joke here.
In the movie, he's still married to her. He started, you know, they started dating in the movie and they got married and they're still married.
Still married.
Mm-hmm. The movie, the Facebook movie.
Yeah. What's the name of that? Facebook?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, Joe, Jeffrey, Eisen, Katzen, Berg. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Eisenberg?
Oh, Jesse Eisenberg. Okay, got it, got it.
You know what, though? On the real, Brenda Song has a type. Because look who she's really married to.
Who is that?
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, that's right. She is. She is married to Macaulay Culkin.
No way.
But don't they look so sad? I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're kind of right. Like skinny nerd type. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And she is so beautiful.
So beautiful.
She's beautiful, beautiful, yes.
Love that.
So, what's her name? Tipton. Miss Tipton is her name.
Miss old Tipton. Chipotle is testing drone delivery in Texas. So, Have you guys had anything delivered by drone? It's getting more popular in our area, specifically with Walmart drone deliveries. But I've never had a drone delivery. Not as of yet.
Mm-mm. No, and I don't do any ordering. You know, if Jody will order stuff for me, or Riggins will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't have drone. If a drone came up here, it would have to be bringing me something very cool, like Santa type gifts.
Sure.
I don't want no drones flying around here.
Yeah, no, I'm shooting it down.
It is surprising that they're starting this in Texas, because that would seem to be the normal reaction to a Texan or a Louisianian, just shoot it out of the sky with a BB gun or something. That's how maybe, I picture it.
Maybe they're doing it in Texas because they got more room to fly them around. You know, not as many trees and all of that in Texas in some parts.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Clear, open skies. Yeah. That does make sense. So a burrito delivered right to your front yard. That's kind of fun. Today is a very special national holiday. It might not mean a lot to you, but we've got some very important information for the guys in the radio family. This is must know information coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggin Show.
Today is National Bow Tie Day. National Bow Tie Day. And it's been a while since I've worn a bow tie. The last time I wore one was at my oldest brother's wedding. TJ, you think guys look like tools when they wear bow ties?
No, I just don't trust them. Unless you're wearing it as part of a tuxedo. If you are wearing a suit, or you just decide one day that you're going to choose a bow tie over a regular necktie, yeah, I don't trust you. And I think you're looking for attention.
Think they're looking for attention. Okay, that's fair, because it is an unusual tie. You don't see them every day. Well, it is National Bow Tie Day. A lot of people think you look like a tool if you're wearing a bow tie. And thankfully, our friends over at alphamale.com put together a list of other things when guys wear them, they look like tools. So I thought, let's go through this list, figure out if we think that if a guy wears this one specific thing, it makes him look like a tool. Feel free to jump in anytime. First of all, calling yourself an alpha male kind of makes you look like a tool. So just aside, wearing sunglasses inside, does it make a guy look like a tool?
Absolutely. I've always said it.
Yes.
TJ said it forever. Offensive or funny t-shirts, quote unquote, funny t-shirts. Yeah. Does it make you look like a tool?
Yes.
Lindsay? Okay. Yes. Anything with marijuana leaves on them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Over accessorizing.
You mean jewelry and stuff like that? Like
they say jewelry or anything shiny.
Yeah. And I think a man with a gold bracelet looks like he's on his way to a porn set.
Yes. Yes.
Really sleazy. Bad button up shirts, for example, if they are shiny or embroidered.
Not embroidered. I think some of the Western shirts look pretty good. If that's your, you know, your personality and all, if you're a cowboy Western dresser all the time.
Sure. Guys who pose with the peace sign in every picture. And I think that what they're actually referring to is like, you know, throwing up the deuce, like, you know, kind of backwards, you know, that kind of thing. That makes them look like a tool, you think?
Yeah. And not just guys, women too.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Equal opportunity tool. Uh-huh. A sports jersey, as opposed to a cooking jersey or something like that. Do jerseys make guys look like tools?
I would say not across the board. There are occasions when they don't, but if they're wearing a jersey, especially a hockey jersey, and they tuck it in their pants because they're out in public, that's the worst. But usually you see a hockey jersey with some beat up old cargo shorts and flip flops and stuff. And maybe not a tool, but it makes you look like you've just given up on trying to look good.
Yeah.
And if you're watching our YouTube show today, that is exactly what I'm wearing. A hockey jersey tucked into my pants.
Yeah.
homemade sideless tank tops.
Oh, yes.
Cutting it?
Yeah, it's a tank top that they've cut. They cut a t-shirt into a really thin tank top, and it goes all the way down to their waist. There's a hole cut. The sides are cut out of it. Now, I saw a guy at the airport like that one day, and I thought whoever stuck sitting beside him is, I mean, he ought to be ashamed.
It makes me tear up thinking of it.
I know.
It's a crime against fashion, is what you're saying?
Yes, against everything.
All right, don't be a tool this week, please.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I'm trying to find this information because I know everybody's looking for new and exciting ways to get in shape because workouts can get so boring. You know, you do the same thing over and over and over. Mm-hmm. But I know that they have a new workout that is, I think it would put a little excitement in it. Okay, here it is. The New York Post says the hottest new trend in fitness is, quote, running and jumping on all fours like animals.
Oh.
One person says, it's a full body workout. I've actually lost a lot of weight and I've started to get a six pack.
And your knees are just going to give out in 2 years?
Yeah, I guess. But I'm guessing that you're not jumping up and down and hitting on your knees. I bet you're landing on your feet, but you're kind of in a bear crawl position.
Bear crawl. Okay. Yeah.
But can you see somebody who's just now decided I need to lose some weight and get in shape, if that's the workout that they start with is running around on all fours?
It's ridiculous.
I can't get it out of my head. Like a big belly hanging down and just.
Like, imagine if I'm, you know, I got to go work out. What kind of workout plan are you doing? Oh, I run around on all fours like an animal.
Yeah.
I jump and I run and I pounce.
There's got to be a better way.
I climb trees.
Spider monkey.
Wow.
I wouldn't do that if I was even in a workout class. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I just can't imagine not breaking my back.
Same.
You know.
Yeah, you'd be seized up in 2 minutes and you'd be laid out.
I can't go for 90 minutes at Top Golf without being in traction the next day.
Yeah. I can't walk up my stairs without... Even heavy.
Yeah. When's the last time you've been down on the floor and then you stood up without getting dizzy?
That's what I was going to ask. Because, you know, these people, I'm serious. They're getting lightheaded. You know it.
Yeah. It would have to be somebody who's already into fitness and everything that's in good shape to be doing it. But it can't be good for your back.
No, there's a reason God made us erect. I mean, you know.
I've said that so many times. Okay. Hey, it ain't my fault. God's the one that made me this way. That don't mean I'm a pervert.
That was a horrible way to say it.
I mean, I was made erect. Oh. I didn't do nothing about it.
I forgot who I said erect around. I forgot.
Your Honor, who am I to say who's supposed to be erect and who's not? That's what separates us from the apes, being erect.
Oh, God. I retract everything I said.
Take it back.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Got it. Riggins has the loudest garbage truck that comes through his neighborhood. Where we were just hearing, it sounded like a windstorm.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. You know, I don't even have to take out my garbage every week because I'm single. So I don't produce that much trash. So it's sometimes like 3 weeks before I have to take the trash out.
Awesome.
Since it's just Jody and me now, we don't have nearly as much garbage. Well, and plus I'm not eating anything really.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not filled up with wrappers. Or
yeah.
No empty peanut butter jars or anything like that.
I need the trash to come twice a week. That's how much we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I see family homes, like you can tell they have kids because like the lid on the garbage can doesn't even close. It's kind of propped up with stuff. I'm like, man, they're just like going.
My neighbor, she's I think 85 now. She always says, now, if you need my trash can, you just let me know. Well, I never want to let her know. So when she pulls it, or my other neighbor pulls her trash to the, you know, to wait for the trash can. And I look around and I put it in there. I just can't ask her.
Yeah, I mean, because what's asking her going to do? It's already out there.
I know.
You know, so just throw it in. Yeah. But then Lindsay asked a silly question. I can't relate to it. She asked Riggins if today was recycling day. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you know, actually, after I said that, I thought maybe your recycle comes every week. Mine doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, mine doesn't either. I think it's every other week, but you don't even do a recycling day.
I choose not to participate in that.
Oh, you're saying you don't even do it.
I'm not separating trash. I mean, they have people that do that.
Even boxes?
Well, yeah, I don't. If we have a bunch of boxes, I usually go to the dump with those and throw them in the. Where you're supposed to take boxes, which still upsets me because you can just throw it in with all the rest of the stuff. It's not going to be any, you know, environmental catastrophe or anything. But no, I don't participate in the whole recycling day and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, I choose to give people a job.
That's true.
You know, there are people who separate it when it goes to the dump or wherever it goes.
I learned that from you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was at the very first like Thanksgiving with Kyle and we were talking about it and I was like, people are losing their jobs because y'all recycle. And everybody turned to me and just was like, Kyle, who did you bring home? Mm-hmm. They were like mortified. I was like, oh, it was a joke.
You can't be bullied by that. I mean, you know, it's a fact. So you can't be bullied by, you know, do-gooders.
Yeah.
Fake do-gooders.
Goody two shoes is what they are.
Yeah, you can't be bullied by them. Yeah. And you know, at the old radio station, they used to have all of those different, like this one's plastic, this one's glass, this one, all of that stuff. Every time I walked in the kitchen there, it made me mad. And
really?
No need and all that.
And don't worry, I've done many bad things since then to where his family hates me. So don't worry about that.
You know, what you need to do is go burn a tire right in the middle of their driveway.
I don't know.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's a official. If you missed the news, Apple is planning their next big event on September 9th. They are going to introduce the iPhone 17. And if you're watching our show on YouTube, I'm going to put up a picture of what they expect the iPhone 17 to look like. There is a new model in the lineup. So in addition to the iPhone 17, the iPhone 17 Pro, and the iPhone 17 Pro Max, they're also releasing an iPhone 17 Air, expected to be one of the thinnest iPhones ever made. Now, they do have a big camera bar up near the top on the back, and I think that makes it look really ugly.
Yeah. But it's going to be hard. I guess they'll have to design all new cases for that, too.
Yeah.
Sure. With a new shape on the iPhone means a new case and all that stuff. But I think it's so ugly. I need to upgrade, but it's so ugly. I think I'm going to pass on this one. I just find it really not a good looking phone. But they're also expected to introduce new features to Siri and a couple of other things, software updates.
But with the case, you might not be able to tell, you know.
Yeah, maybe it hides it a little bit better.
And my Siri thing is not working properly. I guess that's Siri where you say, hit the button on the side of the phone and then say, call Riggins, you know, and it'll say, calling Riggins home or whatever. Well, now every time I do that, cause I only do it in my truck, it'll go boo-doo-doop, boo-doo-doop. We're sorry. Something went wrong. Please try again.
No,
like, you know, resort to cussing a machine out again. Cause it works sometimes. And some most of the time it doesn't now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that deal is.
It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a side note. Did you called me yesterday and I called you right back, but you didn't answer. Was that what you were trying to do?
No, I needed to tell you something. And then by the time you called back, my daughter had called me in between that time. And I was on the phone with her. And I meant to text you when I got to where I was going, but I didn't. Must be because...
you should have.
Because I don't really appreciate the importance that you play in my life, obviously, Riggins. Or I would have reached back out to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should have told your daughter, hey, sorry, I got to go. I got real, you know, important people to talk to.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, she lives in that big dangerous city in Nashville. True. So I never know whether she's calling me in an emergency or not. I don't know what I could do 7 hours away if she's getting carjacked or something.
That's good to know.
I don't know what to tell you. 9.5 hours away. Air your business.
When they do.
Never call Jody in a crisis when you live that far.
That's kind of what I was going to ask. Do your kids, when they have a problem, they don't call her, right? Or do they?
Yeah, most of the time. If it's just a day-to-day problem, yeah, they'll call her. I don't know why, because, I mean, she just goes off on them.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, because she seems like she's not good in a crisis, but maybe they just need a comforting mother's word.
Yeah, but, I mean, her tone. It's not so much of what she says, but the tone that she uses that makes it sound aggressive.
What tone?
What you talking about?
Exactly. And then in case you missed it, Spotify is introducing DMs on the platform so you can DM other people, and the internet is reacting saying, why do we want to DM random people on Spotify? No one seems to have the proper answer to that. So we will learn more in the coming weeks. I've got a question for TJ about the way he lives his life. Could get ugly.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I wanted to ask, the other week, I went over to TJ's house. I was delivering ecstasy. It doesn't matter. But I had to just stop over for a few minutes, on a Sunday morning. And it was just sort of a lazy Sunday for me. I had to run a few errands, but I popped over there and, I know Jody likes to have the front door open, but she likes to have the storm door, the glass door in front of it, closed. Because she likes to. Why does she do that? Because she just likes to look out on the street, or
More light in, natural light, and look outside, and makes it feel more open. Because all you want to do is be shut in here with those blackout curtains and lights off in a dark house.
That's what I was looking for. That the fact that whatever she does, it means whatever you do is weird and odd. And that's why she does what she does.
As soon as she leaves, though, I go close that front door. I don't want people just being able to walk, stare up into the house.
Yeah.
I get that as well. But when I went to open that glass door, it was locked. And I thought, oh, they locked their storm door, which I thought was weird. And then when Jody came to open it, she went, yeah, we lock our doors here. And I thought, oh, I would have expected, like, you just leave it open. I don't know why, but I just assumed that. But now I kind of get it, because there's a new study out for the safest states to raise a family and the least safe states to raise a family. The safest states, they say, to raise a family: Hawaii, Vermont, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and number one is Massachusetts. So kind of a smattering up there. Hard to believe New Jersey is one of the safest states, but I think they base it on numbers and crime per population. So take that for what it is. But the top five riskiest states to raise a family: South Carolina, Mississippi, Arkansas, New Mexico, and number one, the most unsafe state to raise a family. TJ, you want to take a guess?
Did you already say Louisiana?
No, I didn't. That's because it is number one. It is the least safe state to raise a family. So then I sort of put it together. I was like, maybe Jody's not used to, you know, she wasn't raised in a safe state. So maybe that's why she left the door locked. I don't know.
I always have, and people get like, they get offended kind of. So I always lock my vehicles, and I always lock the doors, you know, even when I'm home. Because you never know who might just walk in. Maybe they're not criminals or anything, but maybe some kid from the neighborhood just decides, oh, I'm going to go in here. And you look up and Chucky's standing in the living room, you know?
Yeah.
Chucky.
But so basically they're saying southern states, those are all southern states, are not safe to live in. And I'm pretty sure all those were northern states. The safest states. That is some BS, and I'm going to call them on it.
I'm thinking, though, that they're probably factoring in that the southern states are, you know, there are more gun owners, which makes it unsafe.
But that also makes it safe.
Exactly.
I don't know. I got to reach out to this person who wrote this article.
Hey, guess who? It's me. I got a problem with this
Jersey
article. I know. That did seem a little odd, didn't it? So, well, listen, you're here now. You're fine. You're not in one of the most unsafe states in the country. Don't worry.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to TJRiggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I saw a statistic today, but I don't remember what it was. It was pretty high. That a huge number of people, you know, percentage in America, guilt tip people. And what exactly is guilt tipping? Is that when you receive service and you don't, it's not really a tipping situation, or it's not a situation where the person actually did anything out of the ordinary, but you feel like you need to tip them because they're expecting it? Is that what that is?
I think I'm a guilt tipper because regardless of how good or bad they do, I give them 20%, like regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I feel guilty about not doing it.
Yeah.
Is that what it's saying? Because that's me. Well,
I was thinking that it'd be more like, if you go to a retail store and the person that rings up your order spins the little iPad thing around, and it's got a place for a tip on it.
Okay.
And you're like, well, this is not really a tipping service.
Right.
But yeah, okay, I'll give them a couple of bucks.
Great example. Starbucks, a couple years ago, put on the tipper thing on the card machine. Do you know what I'm talking about, Riggins? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I know TJ doesn't go to Starbucks very much or at all, but I always feel guilted to do it. And not just, it says $1, $2, $3, you know, and they're making great money at Starbucks. I'll just say that. So you just always feel guilty and you just hit the $3. And I'm like, that's more than my coffee. Yeah. I know.
Does Kyle do the same thing? Your husband, does he do? Cause he goes to Starbucks, doesn't he?
He does go to Starbucks here and there. I doubt he does. Mm. He probably does a dollar. But I don't know.
Have you ever been in a situation where the person checking you out says, would you like to donate to the whatever kids school program and whatnot? And then you respond by going, hell no.
No. You ever done that? There's my guilty thing again. I always say, sure.
Yeah, I don't do that either. That'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Who cares about those kids? Their parents take care of them.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
We were just talking about when you're paying at a retail place and as they check you out, they say, or they ring you up. I mean, I know they're checking me out, but as they're ringing me up, they ask if you want to donate to whatever charity they've partnered with, you know, at the store. I did have a young woman one time. Just, it was one of those where you could tell she didn't even want to be at work. She may have been hanged over and the whole thing. And she goes, would you like to donate to help at-risk children in the community? And I said, at risk of what?
Yeah.
She goes, just at risk children. I said, well, what are they at risk of? I said, are they at risk of like falling off the roof or are they, you know, at risk of drowning? I mean, what? This is serious. What is it?
Yeah.
She goes, it's just a, you know, I guess like poor kids. I don't know.
That's like poor kids. Oh my God. What a sales lady.
That's not, that's not a bad reason if you totally don't know.
But just her probably attitude poor about it. I don't know.
No, sure.
I guess because they're poor kids. I don't know.
Like she doesn't care at all. Mm-hmm.
She's like, get out of here, old man.
Yeah.
Either like, do it or don't. Or
yeah.
It's not, you know, they just, this is what they tell me to say.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't even want to be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah, but that is something that needs more clarification.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just one huge net that can just fall over a lot of things. I mean, you need to say what it is. At risk of starving?
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though? You're the only person that has ever asked. So when you leave, the girl's like, can you believe this guy just asked?
Yeah. And then I can almost hear the conversation after that. Go, well, what does it mean?
Yeah.
At risk? I don't know, girl.
Oh. Yeah.
He shouldn't have been asking. It was offensive that he asked.
Yeah. How could he?
Mm.
She was Gen Z, I guess.
No, I think she was one of y'all. This was several years ago. So I think she was a young millennial.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The worst of the worst. I'm kidding, of course.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, this is getting kind of weird. It is spooky season after all. I guess we're in it. The Bureau of Land Management is investigating the discovery of dozens of piles of human cremains outside of Las Vegas. They found 70 piles of ashes on a dirt road. And now investigators are trying to figure out who were these remains of and who put them out here. 70 piles of cremains. So, you know, they just look like big piles of ashes out there in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, it's got to be some crematorium or something that was cleaning out the tanks for, you know, the bins, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And just said, well, I guess go put them in the desert.
Yeah.
It sounds like that. They say there's no specific law against dumping cremains in public lands, but they also want to find out, like, why are there 70 piles out here?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously it's not going to be you wouldn't think it would be a serial killer that cremates his victims and then dumps them in the desert. I mean, but could be, you never know.
Yeah.
Could be.
How do they even go about finding that out though?
I don't know. Can you do DNA testing on ashes?
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
I think so. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see how far this goes, or if they just chalk it up and they're like, oh, we don't know. Well, you know. Sorry, we're not going to ever find out. We'll find out. Today is National Red Wine Day. Are you guys red wine fans? I'm not a wine drinker really at all. Are you guys fans?
Yeah, that's the only kind of wine I'll drink. I don't drink white wine at all.
You don't?
No. And I'm usually just a Pinot Noir guy.
Like a lighter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like red.
It also says here that it is appropriate to chill red wine, despite the longstanding belief that you should be serving it at room temperature or something like that. They said it is okay to chill it, which I didn't know.
Yeah, I like a little chill on it.
I do too.
Just a little bit of a chill.
Okay, I'm learning a lot.
There's nothing worse than like warm wine, you know, of any color.
Yeah, it sounds awful to me, but yeah, putting a little chill on it makes it seem more palatable to me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hailey Bieber in the news because somebody is following in her footsteps. Hailey Bieber sold her makeup company. It's called Rode. And I think she sold it for $1 billion. Well, other celebrities are jumping on the bandwagon. They say Gwyneth Paltrow is looking to sell her company, Goop, to a group of investors or one very, very rich person. And obviously, Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop, she made that viral candle a few years ago that got the internet in such a tizzy. So trashy. A lot of people said it was pretty trashy, but
she's trashy.
Looks like Gwen's trying to make an extra buck here. So we've got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, in the world of everybody talking about the engagement of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I mean, you already know what you think about it, so we can move past that. Somebody else went viral this week, and she went viral for the wrong reasons. This is a woman who is pregnant. She's married. It's her first child. She's pregnant with her first child, and she's been documenting the experience on TikTok. Not unusual. But then somebody in the comments said, who was the first person you told when you found out you were pregnant? She had had a miscarriage in February. And she responded and said, well, the first person I told was ChatGPT.
What?
And people couldn't believe it. And then she went on to show her text, her chats between herself and ChatGPT. And she basically said, hey, after my miscarriage in February, I'm so excited to share that I'm now pregnant. And ChatGPT responded and said, oh my gosh, this is amazing, especially after the loss you've been through. So happy for you. You deserve all the happiness in the world. And people are just losing it on the internet and in her comments. Pretty weird to say, to admit that at least, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't tell your parents, you don't tell your siblings or anybody close to you. You tell this artificial intelligence bot on the internet.
So you say that she's not married or is married?
I think she is married.
Okay, well, you would tell your husband first. Not right. Your siblings, not your parents. And you would tell your husband first.
Right, right. You're I mean, anybody of importance.
You're not a terrible wife.
Yeah. Right, right. Understood, understood.
Terrible wife, and she's going to be a terrible mother. Because she ran to ChatGPT. Didn't even go to another person. Went right. to a machine. And the reason she went to that machine is because she knew what the machine was going to tell her. The machine was going to tell her exactly what she wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And there was no... How is my husband going to take the news? Is he going to be super excited? Is he going to say the perfect thing to me? And so she knows that her little machine pet is going to give her what she wants.
Well, they sound like they don't have a good relationship, her and her husband. I mean, I don't. It's not a good.
Doing everything right. She's just a psycho.
Could be. They're not going to work out. Like
a person.
So we don't think that Lindsay, you said the marriage is not going to work out.
There's no way. You're telling a machine, an internet, whatever, AI before your husband.
Mm. Not good. And TJ, you said she's going to be a bad wife and bad mother.
Yeah. So they should split up and she should give the husband complete custody.
Yes.
With okay. No visitation from her.
Solve that.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.